Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 20 through 21. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. When your lunch is too little. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That might be enough for 1 small lunch. Maybe. But it was definitely not enough for a crowd of thousands of people. Not even close. The disciples knew that. They looked around at the hillsides packed with people who had followed Jesus. Some of them had been sick, and Jesus had miraculously healed them. Now the people were tired and hungry. The sun was starting to set. So the disciples did the math. 1 tiny packed lunch divided by thousands of people equals, big trouble. You can understand why the disciples told Jesus to send the crowds away. It made sense. Let the people go buy their own food. But Jesus had a different plan. He said, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Just imagine the disciples looking at each other. We should feed them? With what? They had only 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that would never feed a crowd like this. It probably wouldn't even feed your whole classroom at school. But watch closely what Jesus does next. He says, "Bring them here to me." 5 loaves and 2 fish looked far too small, but they were being placed into the hands of Jesus. That is the best place for small things, weak things, hard things, and impossible things. Bring them to Jesus. Jesus took the bread and fish. He gave thanks. Then he gave the food to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. And everyone ate. Not just a little taste, not just 1 tiny bite. They all ate and were satisfied. They began with 1 small meal and ended with 12 baskets of leftovers. Perhaps each disciple carried away a basket, a powerful reminder of what Jesus can do. Jesus gave more than enough. That's what Jesus did for the hungry crowd. He saw hungry people and gave them bread. He saw sick people and healed them. Most importantly, he saw sinful people and came to save them. Jesus sees what you need too. Sometimes you need food, help, courage, patience, or rest. But most of all, you need Him. So Jesus gave Himself for you. He gives forgiveness that does not run out. He gives love that does not end. He gives life that lasts forever. 5 loaves and 2 fish looked hopelessly small until placed in Jesus' hands. When what you have looks too small, bring it to Jesus. In His hands, there is always more than enough. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for seeing what we need and caring for us with compassion. Help us bring our worries and needs to you, trusting that your love is always more than enough. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.